So, if you want to understand how a black hole destroys a planet, you really shouldn't look at a physics textbook. You should look at the rhythm of your own heartbeat.
Yeah, that is certainly a pivot from standard astrophysics.
It really is. I mean, usually when we think about a black hole, we picture this ultimate, dumb, cosmic vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Just this massive gravity, well, sitting out there in space, indiscriminately swallowing up stars, planets, gas clouds, whatever. Wanders too close. It's a physical entity. It operates purely on brute force.
Exactly. The standard model is just the ultimate expression of gravity overwhelming the fundamental forces of everything else. It pulls, it crushes, and, well, that's the end of the story.
But today we are throwing that traditional model completely out the window. Welcome to the deep dive. We are looking at a stack of sources today, some incredibly dense theoretical physics, advanced signal processing notes, nonlinear dynamics research that reimagines a black hole not as a passive physical object, but as a super intelligent, highly strategic attacker.
Which is a terrifying concept.
Totally. And the specific mission of this deep dive is to explore exactly how this theoretical black hole attempts to destroy Earth's biological resilience. We are going to look at how it attacks the very concept of biological entropy by weaponizing the mathematics of resonance and chaos.
And, the origin of this mathematical framework is arguably the most surprising detail in the sources. The mechanics we're about to unpack weren't just born in a vacuum.
Right, they were inspired by movies, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly. They were actually inspired by the conceptual narratives of 32 different sci-fi movies. The researchers essentially looked at films like Interstellar, The Matrix, Pi, Annihilation.
Oh, I love Annihilation.
Right, it's great.
Yeah.
And they isolated the physics and paradoxes within those plots and translated them into rigorous, peer-reviewed signal processing math.
Which basically means we are translating Hollywood existential dread into hard equations. So if you are listening to this, prepare yourself. We've custom-tailored this deep dive to cut through the incredibly dense math in these sources and extract the core mechanisms for you. By the end of this, you are going to view your own biology and honestly the sheer miracle of your own survival in a completely different light. Okay, let's unpack this.
Sounds good.
Before we get into the actual tactics of this attack, we really need to establish the target. Why is the black hole using subtle, complex strategies? Like, why not just crush the Earth into dust and be done with it?
Well, it boils down to the failure of traditional methods. The premise of this theoretical framework is that this superintelligent black hole has already attempted to increase Earth's entropy, its disorder, using standard astrophysical weapons.
Brute force.
Right. It tried physical brute force, it tried altering chemical bonds, collapsing matter, pumping raw heat and radiation into the biosphere, and those traditional methods failed.
Because biology is uniquely stubborn. It's not a static object like an asteroid that you can just smash into pieces.
Exactly. We find a very specific thermodynamic explanation for that stubbornness in the sources. Biological systems operate as what the physicist Ilya Prigozhin termed dissipative structures.
Dissipative structures.
Yeah. To understand that, we have to look at entropy. Entropy is the universe's natural tendency to move toward disorder. Left alone, a hot cup of coffee cools down, a mountain erodes, an abandoned building crumbles.
The universe just wants everything to be a uniform, messy, cold soup.
Right. And biology is the only phenomenon that actively fights that trend. We don't just absorb chaos. We survive by actively exporting our internal entropy out into the environment. We dissipate heat. We excrete waste. We constantly maintain a state of disequilibrium.
Wow.
We are essentially organic machines that pump chaos outward to maintain order inward.
So if a black hole just throws more raw energy or heat at us, we process it. We sweat it out. We adapt. If I can use an analogy here, it makes me think of biology like a highly skilled improvisational jazz band.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, like if you're a heckler trying to ruin their performance, your first instinct might be to just throw a chair at the stage or blast an air horn. But they're a jazz band. They don't stop playing. They just adapt, change the tempo, take that loud noise, and somehow weave it right into the rhythm of the music.
What's fascinating here is that that is a highly functional way to visualize it. And compounding that resilience is a biological mechanism called autopoiesis.
Autopoiesis, what is that exactly?
It means biological life continuously self-produces its own components. If an external force destroys a specific protein, the cell recognizes the deficit and just manufactures more. Think of ribosomes in your cells.
Right, the little protein factories.
Exactly. They are tiny protein factories, but they also assemble the very proteins needed to build more ribosomes. It's a closed, self-sustaining loop. You can't just break one piece of the machine and expect the whole factory to shut down.
So the black hole is sitting there, light years away, essentially watching this biological jazz band recover from every single brute force attack. Throwing chairs isn't working. It realizes it needs a completely new strategy.
And this is where the black hole pivots from acting like a cosmic bulldozer to operating like a diagnostic engineer.
Yeah.
Because brute force fails to overcome our dissipative nature, it deploys a mathematical tool described in the sources as an XFFT, or cross-correlation fast Fourier transform.
Let's hold on there, because FFT is one of those terms that gets thrown around in engineering a lot, but we really need to break it down. What is an FFT actually doing in this context?
A Fourier transform is basically a mathematical prism. If you shine white light through a glass prism, it separates into a rainbow of distinct colors.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right, and an FFT does the exact same thing, but for complex signals. If you take the messy, chaotic hum of a city street, an FFT breaks it down into individual, distinct sound waves. The low rumble of a bus engine, the high pitch of a siren, the specific frequency of human chatter. The black hole uses an advanced version of this to scan Earth's biological signal.
Wait, hold on. I get the theory of a mathematical prism, but practically speaking, how does a black hole light years away actually scan the biological frequency of a human liver or a neural network? The signal-to-noise ratio in the universe is astronomical. How does the math account for that?
That's where the theoretical physics and the sources gets incredibly dense. The researchers model the black hole's immense gravity not just as a pulling force, but as an interferometric array.
Oh, what?
An interferometric array. It uses gravitational lensing and quantum entanglement fields to filter out the cosmic static. It isn't listening to the physical sound of our bodies.
Right.
It is measuring the microscopic fluctuations in mass, energy, and electromagnetic radiation that our biological cycles emit.
Okay, so it has this godlike diagnostic prism. What is it actually looking for?
It's not looking for our strengths. It's searching for anti-resonances. In signal processing, an anti-resonance is a hidden vulnerability. It's a specific frequency or a dip where energy is naturally redirected, where cycles momentarily weaken, or where a system becomes temporarily deaf to its own internal feedback.
Wow.
Yeah. To use your analogy, it's looking for the hidden microscopic stutter in the jazz band's rhythm.
And once it finds that stutter, the nature of the attack completely changes. If you can't smash the biological jazz band and you can't drown them out with noise because they just play harder, you target that stutter. You force them to play so loudly and so intensely out of sync that their physical instruments tear themselves apart. The black hole weaponizes resonance.
Exactly. The sources detail a specific mathematical model for this called oscillatory resonance destruction, or ORD. Normally, if you want to stop a swinging pendulum, you apply friction to slow it down. But as we established, biological autopoiesis just pushes back against friction. It repairs the damage. So the black hole does the opposite. It takes the specific anti-resonance frequencies it mapped using the FFT scan, and it broadcasts an amplified gravitational wave exactly matching those vulnerabilities.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Wait, so instead of trying to stop my heart or stop my cellular metabolism, it tries to perfectly match the frequency of my cells to overload them. My first thought was the cliche of an opera singer shattering a wine glass, but biology is way more robust than glass. It's more like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge collapse.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that infamous bridge failure in the 1940s is a much better physical parallel. The wind wasn't blowing hard enough to blow the bridge over by brute force.
It just happened to blow at the exact resonant frequency of the bridge's structure.
Exactly, feeding energy into its natural sway until the steel literally tore itself apart. The black hole's event horizon acts as a massive notch filter to achieve this.
Meaning it blocks everything except the weaponized frequency?
Yes. In audio engineering, a notch filter is used to target and kill a very narrow band of frequencies, like isolating a high-pitched microphone screech without affecting the rest of the music.
Oh, right. Feedback.
Right. The black hole reverses this. It filters out all the random cosmic noise, isolates the exact weak point in our biological oscillators, and feeds that exact frequency back to us at massive amplification. The goal is a resonance catastrophe.
A resonance catastrophe.
Yeah. It forces a biological variable, say the electrical potential of a cell membrane, to oscillate so wildly that the physical structure ruptures from the inside out.
It uses our own biological rhythms as the wrecking ball. But humans and the biosphere in general aren't just a single bridge swaying in the wind. I mean, we are an entire network of interconnected rhythms. We have circadian clocks, heartbeat pacemakers, brainwaves. They all talk to each other.
Which is why the black hole cannot rely on resonance alone. The sources outline a parallel strategy called the desynchronization cascade, or DC. This relies on the Kuramoto oscillator model.
Okay, Kuramoto oscillator model. What is that?
It is a mathematical equation describing how massive groups of independent entities manage to perfectly sync up their rhythms. It explains how thousands of fireflies in a forest can flash at the exact same moment.
Oh, yeah, I've seen videos of that. It's wild.
It is. Or how thousands of independent pacemaker cells in your heart manage to beat as one.
So how do you break a Kuramoto oscillator? If resonance is making them swing too hard, what does desynchronization look like?
Well, you inject calculated targeted noise into the communication channels between the oscillators. The black hole introduces microscopic static into our biological clocks. It doesn't break the clock, it just slightly delays the signal. Imagine the suprachiasmatic nucleus in your brain, the master clock that regulates your sleep, sending a signal to your body. The black hole introduces an interference wave that delays that signal by just a fraction of a millisecond, while simultaneously altering the metabolic waves in your liver.
So the heart thinks it's time to sprint, the brain thinks it's time to sleep, and the cellular metabolism is entirely lost.
Exactly. The mathematical order parameter collapses to zero. The individual components, the heart cells, the liver enzymes, are still physically undamaged. They have plenty of energy.
But they lose temporal coherence.
Yes. The jazz band isn't just playing loudly anymore, they're playing 30 different songs at 30 different tempos. The system can no longer function as a unified, dissipative structure.
Let's play devil's advocate here for a second. Biology is incredibly adaptive. Let's say the human body manages to survive that desynchronization. Maybe our internal error correction isolates the static, or we find a way to dampen that catastrophic resonance and get the band back in sync. The sources suggest the black hole expects this.
It does.
If resonance and desynchronization fail, it pivots to a much more insidious phase of the attack, pushing the system off a mathematical cliff into pure chaos.
We find the mechanics of this in the nonlinear dynamics research. It's called nonlinear phase transition forcing, or NPTF. The black hole's underlying algorithm realizes that biological systems naturally exist right on the edge between order and chaos. We have to sit near that critical point because that's what provides flexibility.
Makes sense.
If we were completely rigidly ordered, like a crystal, a single environmental temperature change would shatter us. But if we were entirely chaotic, like a gas, we couldn't maintain complex physical forms.
So we live permanently on the edge.
We do. And the black hole acts as a critical field sweeper.
A critical field sweeper.
Right. It slowly, almost imperceptibly, increases an external environmental field, perhaps subtly shifting the background electromagnetic tension or the gravitational baseline. It doesn't spike the field fast enough to trigger our biological alarm systems. It just slowly pushes the entire biological network closer and closer to that mathematical tipping point of chaos.
It's like managing an avalanche. You know, you don't need explosives to destroy the side of a mountain. You just carefully monitor the tension of the snowpack. You wait until it reaches that exact mathematical point of extreme instability, and then you just drop one perfectly placed snowflake. The system's own massive stored energy does all the destructive work.
That's a perfect analogy. The black hole knows exactly when to drop that snowflake because it is constantly monitoring the variance of our biological signals. As a complex system approaches chaotic criticality, its fluctuations start to spike dramatically. The system starts showing microstresses.
Wow.
The black hole reads those variant spikes via the FFT scan, and it triggers a sharp avalanche-like phase transition.
So what does an avalanche look like inside the human body?
Oh, well, in a neural network, this manifests as a sudden system-wide shift from a normal resting state into a massive, unstoppable seizure. The brain's electrical activity cascades out of control. In an immune system, it forces a shift from normal pathogen tolerance into a lethal cytokine storm, where the immune system aggressively attacks the body's own organs.
It basically weaponizes our own mass, our own energy, against us. But there is another chaos theory detailed in these sources that goes even deeper. It targets the fundamental math of stability itself. It's referred to as the living system Lyapunov collapse.
Yes. To grasp this, we have to look at the Lyapunov function. In mathematics, a Lyapunov function is essentially the definitive proof that a dynamic system is stable.
Okay.
If you can map a system's energy and demonstrate that it naturally flows down into a stable valley, the system works. The classic visualization is a marble rolling down the curved sides of a bowl and eventually coming to rest at the bottom. The shape of the bowl is the Lyapunov function.
And biology is entirely built on these bowls, negative feedback loops. Like when you get too hot, you sweat to bring the temperature down. When your blood sugar spikes, insulin pulls it back down. The marble always returns to the center.
Normally, an external attacker might try to push the marble out of the bowl. They might inject more heat or more sugar, but biological feedback loops just fight back and pull the marble down. So the black hole doesn't attack the marble. It attacks the shape of the bowl.
It flattens the bowl.
Exactly. It identifies the flattest, most unstable axis of a biological system's mathematical trajectory. It finds the direction where the conceptual walls of that feedback bowl are the lowest. Then it emits specific destabilization waves that physically warp the Lyapunov function. It removes the mathematical mechanism of stability.
This is genuinely terrifying to think about. If the bowl flattens out or inverts into a hill, the marble doesn't have a bottom to roll to anymore.
Right. The negative feedback loops that keep you alive spontaneously become positive feedback loops. Instead of sweating to cool down, a temperature increase triggers mechanisms that generate even more heat. The system accelerates itself toward failure.
But to ensure this chaos is permanent, the black hole has to execute its masterstroke. Because as long as the biological blueprint remains intact, life might find a way to build a new bowl. It might rebuild the feedback loops. The black hole has to attack the instruction manual of life itself. It goes after our genetic information.
This is the ultimate phase of the attack sequence. It's called error catastrophe induction, or ECI. It relies on a very real biological concept called Eigen's error catastrophe, and it specifically targets how DNA replicates.
Up to this point in the source material, the black hole hasn't actually touched our DNA directly. Why not just blast the DNA with radiation and mutate it out of existence?
Because biology anticipates radiation. If you damage DNA directly, the cell deploys repair enzymes. We have incredibly robust proofreading mechanisms that activate during cell division to snip out errors and fix the code.
We just fix the damage and carry on.
Exactly. The black hole's algorithm recognizes this defense. So it avoids attacking the DNA strands themselves. It attacks the fidelity of the copying process.
So what does this all mean? If I can visualize this, it's like an ancient library filled with vital instruction manuals. The black hole doesn't throw a match and try to burn the library down because the biological librarians will just put out the fire, grab the backups, and reprint the books.
Right.
Instead, the black hole sneaks in and subtly messes with the gears of the printing press itself.
Yes. It changes one letter in every new book printed.
Just a tiny error, a C instead of a T. Then, in the next generation of books, two letters change. It does this over and over, generation after generation of cell division. The librarians don't even notice the microscopic errors at first, but eventually they open the manuals to figure out how to run the library, and the text is just total unreadable gibberish.
And Manfred Eigen's mathematical threshold dictates exactly when that gibberish takes over. Every self-replicating information system in the universe has a maximum allowable error rate. If the mutation errors stay below that line, the system survives and corrects itself. But if the error rate crosses that line, even by a fraction of a percent, the errors begin to compound exponentially.
The information content collapses.
Exactly. The black hole introduces subtle error-amplifying fields, perhaps quantum interference on a subatomic level that disrupts the DNA polymerase just enough to push our genetic replication past that fidelity threshold. The biological system completely loses the ability to remember how to build the proteins it needs to survive. It permanently forgets how to be alive.
This raises something that I found deeply unsettling when looking at the entirety of these sources. When you sequence these attacks together, starting with scanning for anti-resonances, moving to amplifying those resonances, injecting noise to desynchronize our internal clocks, pushing the system to the edge of an avalanche-like chaos, flattening the mathematical bowls of our stability, and finally forcing an error catastrophe in our genetic code, you are looking at a chillingly calculated master plan.
This raises an important question, doesn't it? It reveals that the black hole is acting as a meta-learning diagnostic tool. Every time Earth's biological entropy defense survives an attack, the black hole maps that resilience.
It learns.
It learns from our autopoiesis. It uses the failure of brute force to design the resonance attack. It uses our adaptation to resonance to design the chaos phase transition. It uses our feedback loops to map out the Lyapunov collapse. It is actively solving the puzzle of our survival, iterating its tactics step by mathematical step.
We have covered some incredibly dense theoretical physics and mathematics today. We've gone from Fourier transforms to Kuramoto oscillators to Eigen's error thresholds. But we always want to bring this back down to reality, to you listening right now. Why should you care about a mathematical model of a superintelligent black hole inspired by science fiction movies?
Well, because when you strip away the theoretical astrophysics, this framework radically reframes what it actually means for you to be alive. It highlights the sheer, staggering magnitude of what biology is accomplishing every single second.
Your body is not just passively existing. You aren't just sitting there. You are a highly advanced, fiercely defensive, dissipative structure. Every single second. Through a deeply complex dance of synchronized circadian rhythms, cellular autopoiesis, error-correcting DNA replication, and the constant active export of internal entropy, you are resisting the fundamental decay of the universe.
Except for
the universe is constantly trying to pull you into cold disorder, and your biology is holding the line. It is an active, ongoing victory just to draw a breath.
And that ongoing battle against entropy brings up a final lingering idea from these sources that I think reframes the entire discussion. We've been talking about these theories, the desynchronization cascades, the error catastrophes, the anti-resonance attacks, as the hypothetical weapons of a distant, superintelligent black hole.
But what if they aren't hypothetical at all?
Consider what actually happens to the human body over the span of a lifetime. As we grow older, our internal cellular rhythms gradually begin to lose their temporal coherence. They desynchronize. Our metabolic efficiency drops. Our epigenetic landscapes lose their flexibility, moving closer to that chaotic edge. Genetic noise slowly accumulates in our DNA replication processes, creeping closer and closer to Eigen's error threshold.
Are you saying that aging itself is the attack?
What if the natural, inevitable process of biological aging is simply the universe's own slow internal anti-resonance attack? It isn't a sci-fi black hole light years away. It is the fundamental math of entropy succeeding over time, finally finding our hidden vulnerabilities, warping our stability, and pushing our magnificent dissipative structures past the point of return. It's something to ponder the next time you sit in a quiet room and just listen to the rhythm of your pulse.